All right, guys, let's begin. We got a lot to do. Okay. We were in the middle of the Tosfos on Gimel and Beis and Beis. Okay. So I want to begin like this, and that is that I want to read the Tosfos from the beginning. But again, I want to point out like this. The Gemara quoted two psukim. Remember, there was a brisa that said ki yikach. Yes, the brisa says ki yikach. That's a pasuk mishpatim. And then the brisa went on to say on Beis and Beis. We saw the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara quoted two psukim showing that the word nagach means a horn. What were the two psukim? One was from Malachim by that Rasha Sidkia, yes, which was a pasuk that he was holding the horn to try to convince everyone that we should attack Aram. So he was holding mamash a horn detached from an animal. And then the second pasuk was a pasuk where in Dvarim, in Zos Avrocha by Yosef Atzadik, where it says Bechor Shor Lo V'Karnei Reim Karnav. And that second pasuk showed what? Also, that we're dealing with a horn, that the word nagach meant a horn. So the Gemara was puzzled with why you need two psukim on Bezum and Bez. So Lamaisa, the Gemara, and this is what I want you to get, Lamaisa. The Gemara entertained the Havamina. What was the Havamina? The Havamina was that if it was Talush, there would be a distinction between Tam and Mu'ud. Meaning that what? Tam would pay three times, would pay Chatzin Nezik, Mu'ud would pay what? Nezik Shalom. When is that distinction said? Only when it's what? Detached. But when it's Mechubar, what would I think? What does the Gemara say? When it's Mechubar, you would pay what? You'd pay Nezik Shalom. You'd pay the whole thing. Meaning if it's still on the animal. Okay? So the Gemara entertained that Havamina, that you by Mechubar, you'd be Chayiv Nezik Shalom. That was the Havamina, the Gemara on Bezum and Beis. Now, Lamaisa, we had a whole Mahalach yesterday. Why is it that the Gemara entertained such a Havamina, you'd be Chayiv Nezik Shalom? And we had a Rashba's Kasha, we had a whole Mahalach on this. But what I want to just begin with is the following. And that is, why does the Gemara say, why do you need the second pasuk, when Lamaisa, the Gemara could have just said, and that's the Rishonim, I'll ask that Kasha, why do you need the first pasuk of Sidkia? And we could even strengthen the Kasha and say the second pasuk is from Chumash, first pasuk is from Navi. So the first Mahalach I want to do now is, why did the Gemara only pose the question, why do you need the second pasuk, which is from Chumash, the first pasuk should suffice? Well, the Rishonim ask is, why do you need what? Why do you need the first pasuk? Let's go right to the second pasuk. And we're strengthening the kasha. The second pasuk is even is in Chumash. First pasuk is in Navi. Yoshua, you got me? Let's get that kasha down. All the Rishonim ask this kasha. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz ask this kasha. So I want to give the answers. Let's start with that. This is the first Mahalach. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz answers that if you just had the pasuk of Bechor Shor Ohar Lo in Sefer in Zos HaBracha, you would think only Mechuberis there's a Chiv. You know what you would think by Talish? What would you think by Talish? By Talish you'd think there's no Chiv at all. Excellency. By Talish you would think there's no Chiv at all, which is a phenomenal Chiddush. But you would think that a guy that's holding a detached horn, you wouldn't be Chiv at all, not one penny. And that's what the Meiri writes as well. So the Tver Shmuel on the bottom of the Rosh says the same thing. That's why you need the first pasuk to say no. Don't tell me Tolish is an onus. I never thought the animal. I thought the animal was just holding onto the horn in its mouth because it needs to hold on to something. It needs to hold on to something. Needs to bite something, right? Maybe you could say it like that. And therefore you're an onus. I never expected the thing to go ahead and damage. It has the horn in its mouth. And therefore I would think you're not chayiv at all. Kamash Mulan comes the pasuk and tells me no, you're chayiv. So again, the first answer we're giving is if you just had what? If you just had that pasuk in Chumash, you would think that what only Mechubar is chayiv. But Talish, I would think, is what? I would think Talish is not chayiv at all, not one penny. And which is not true, of course. And therefore, that's why, halacha l'maaseh, we need what? We need the first pasuk as well. Okay, that's the first answer Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz gives. The second answer is, the Shita Mekubetzes quotes in the name of the Ma'ari Katz. The Ma'ari Katz says the following answer, and that answer is, that without the first pasuk, you know what I would think? I would think that Talish is always what? Always chayiv. How much? Chatzi Nezik, even the fourth, the fifth, the ninth, the tenth, 11th time. I would think it's always Chayiv Chatzi Nezik, because it's not the Derech. Kamash Malan, there's no difference between Tolush and Mechuberes, and even by Tlusha Lamaisa, when you do it the fourth time, you'll be Chayiv Nezik Shalim. So that's the second answer. That's the second answer why you cannot what? Why you cannot go to that second Pusik right away in Zos HaBracha. Because again, the first answer was what? If you went to that, I would think what? Only Mechuber's Chayiv. That Tolush is not Chayiv at all. Second answer is what? I would think that Tolush is always Chayiv Nezik, no matter what time. Let's get it down, Donnie. That's the second thirds. Second thirds written by who? The Marikatz. And then there's a Marashah, I want you to know. The Marashah in Pesachim and Zion and Bey says, any time in Shas, where the Gemara quotes two Psukim, each Pusuk can stand on its own, it's independent. And he quotes our Gemara Baba Kam as an example of that. The Gemara asks, why do you need the second Pusuk? The Gemara never asks, why you need the first Pusuk? Why? Because according to this Tana, the first Pusuk is an independent Raya on its own. The only reason why I quoted a second Pusuk is to have a backup. Just to have a backup. You want to have a backup? I'll give you a backup. But I don't need the backup. The first Pusuk is what? The first Pusuk is independent on its own. And therefore, the Marashah says, since each Pusuk is independent on its own, you can't ask such a kasha. Because the fact that the Gemara didn't ask such a kasha shows that each Pusuk L'maisa really works on its own. It is independent on its own. And each Pusuk works on its own. So therefore what? Therefore L'maisa, there is no problem L'maisa. We're not going to ask that kasha. Why are we not going to ask that kasha? Because each Pusuk really works on its own. And therefore L'maisa, that Gemara understood that. And whenever you quote Tupsukim, here, Donnie, whenever you quote Tupsukim, you see each Pusuk what? Works on its own. So that's the first mahalach I want you to get. First mahalach I want you to get is it's self-evident from the Gemara. Why did the Gemara only ask the Kasha, why do you need the second Pusuk? Lamaisa, the first Pusuk should suffice. We're asking, why did the Gemara ask, why do you need the first Pusuk, quote the second? And we're strengthening the Kasha. Second one's from Chumash. First one's from Navi. Three Terutzim. What are the three Terutzim? Number one, if you only quoted what? Zos HaBracha, you would think that only what? Only what? Mechuber is chayiv and Tolish is not chayiv at all. Second answer, you would think Tolish is chayiv, but only chayiv chatzi nezek no matter when. You could do it the 50th time. And the third answer is that each pasuk is separate. That's all. Each pasuk is separate. And therefore, the Gemara understood that. The Gemara just asked Lamaisa, the Gemara just quoted the second pasuk as a backup, Lamaisa, to the first pasuk. Okay. That's the first mahalach. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
But it's not, the Gemara asks, and they say, like, we need it to explain it. It's not really saying it's only the first Pusuk, but the brain saying it has to explain the first one.
You mean the style of the Marashah says that every time the Gemara quotes two Pusukim, each Pusuk is considered Ra'ui on its own. Like the Gemara in Baba Kama. Because the Gemara asks, why do you need the second Pusuk? See, but the fact that the Gemara asks the second Pusuk, why do you need the second Pusuk, just showing that each Pusuk really is Ra'ui on its own. Just why wouldn't it have been sufficient to say, just quote what? Just quote the second, first Pusuk. Why do you need the second Pusuk? So the Gemara gives this Hava meaning. But the Marashah writes, really each Pusuk stands on its own. Okay? So if each Pusuk stands on its own, I'm not concerned with that. The Gemara, that's what the Gemara understood. Okay? All right. This Memele, so that's the first mouth. This leads us to the following. Okay? I want you to get this. This leads us to the following. We have a Hava meaning. The Hava meaning is, very beautiful Hava meaning, that if you only had the first Pusuk and you didn't have the second Pusuk, what was the Havamina? The Havamina is, I would think, that some that's Mechuber, you'd be Kula Muedis. You have to pay Nezek Shalom, Mamish. Now, this is Jacob to understand the Havamina. The Havamina is, Gabriel, that Nezek Shalom would only be by what? Mechubar, from the very first time, correct? Now, that statement, where do you know it from? You can't just imagine it, make it up. You got to know it from somewhere. How can the Gemara entertain a Havamina that Mechuber is Chayiv Nezek Shalom? Where did it get it from? So Tosis writes as follows. Okay, I want you to get this. Tosis says, well, let me think. If you try to learn Mechuber from Tolish, how much are you Chayiv by Tolish? First three times. Chatzi Nezek. And what did the Gemara say Mechuber is? Datan, Nezek Shalom. So it can't be from Tolish. So maybe it's a Mematzinu. Maybe we'll learn that from a Mematzinu. From where? From all the other Avos Nezikin in the world. And all the other Avos Nezikin in the world, they pay what from the very outset? Nezek Shalom. So maybe it's a Mem Matzino from everywhere else. That's what Tosis says. We didn't make it up from anywhere. We're learning out from Amem Matzinu. Amir from what? We're learning out Amem Matzinu from where, Dani? We're learning Amem Matzinu from where? From all the other officers of Zikin. All the other officers of Zikin are Chayv Nezek Shalim, so too Mechubra will be Chayv Nezek Shalim as well. That is learning what? Amem Matzinu. Now, there's one caveat to that, and that is the following. We learned yesterday that there's a shita called Chatzin Nezek Mamun, Chatzin Nezek Knas. What daf was that? Tedvav Amel Aleph. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, if you hold Chatzin Nezek as a nature's mamon, we hold that oxen are really what? Crazy. The lab beches kashim rakaimi. Therefore, they're not tame. And therefore, you really should be chayiv nezek shalim from the beginning because you should have been on your toes. But the Torah, Hashem had mercy and said the first three times, what's the din? You're chayiv only what? Chatzin Nezek. That's if you hold Chatzin Nezek is what? Is mamon. But if I learn Chatzin Nezek as Knas, what does that mean? Chatzin Nezek Knas means that what? The oxen are tame. And therefore, when it damages, I didn't know it damaged, so I shouldn't have to pay a cent. However, Hashem said, to motivate you to guard it, the first three times you got to pay Chatzin Nezek. Fourth time you got to pay Nezek Shalom. Do you understand what I just said? This is Chatzin Nezek Mamon and Chatzin Nezek Knas. Two different shitas on Tedvav and Malav. Get it down, Gabriel, okay? Now the Rabbeinu Tam makes a comment on Hey Amid Beis. Everyone take a look. Take a look at Hey Amid Beis. See, read the Tosis. Look at Hey Amid Beis, a small Tosis in the middle where it says Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam. Look inside. Go ahead. Hey Amid Beis. You guys got it through Maskel Shekain. Where it says the second line and the third line. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam. All of us nezoikin are muad from the beginning. They're dark and what?
Damage.
Their derech is the damage. Mashen Kane.
Mashen Kane v'karen. The stam shorim.
This is like a
shimur
kayimik. Oh,
lamanda amur. Mandar pligat nizika knasa.
Oh, if you hold paganiska knasa, that means that what? That means that oxen are what? Are tame. If oxen are tame, they are not like what? All the other of us nezoikin. They are not like them at all. So please get that down. If Karen cannot be learned from the other of us Nezikin, who did Rabbi Natam identify as that Shita? Who did Rabbi Natam identify as that Shita? That Karen cannot be learned from the other Nezikin. Chatzin Nezek Knas. Get it down. Chatzin Nezek Knas. You cannot learn Karen from the other of us Nezikin. Because the other of us Nezikin, the derech is the damage. Chatzin Nezek Knas, the derech is not the damage. They are tame. Go ahead. Svi? What's Adaraba? On the contrary, Karen Adifa, Karen is more of a reason to be Mechayiv. Go Hainu? Oh! But when can you learn Karen from the other Avos Nezikin? Which she told you can learn Avos Karen from the other Avos Nezikin? Paganiska Mamona, because that holds that the shore are what? The shores are what are crazy, correct? And their derech is the damage. And there's more of a reason, because Karen is Kavan al-Hazik, more than the Avos Nezik. That's why it's called Adifa. It's even more of a reason to be Chayv. So we just pinned down the Shita that says that Karen can be learned from the Avos Nezik, and is what? It's Palganiska Mamona. The Shita that says Karen cannot learn the out from the Avos Nezik, and holds what? Palganiska Knossa. Rashi, go ahead. Velo?
Velo Kavok Shperish Akondris. Velo is Parish.
Period. Rashi says, I don't know what these Shitas are. Rashi says, I was not able to pin down the Shita that said you can learn Karen from Yavos Nezikin. I don't know whose Shita it is. Rabbeinu Tam pinned it down, his grandson. Rabbeinu Tam said, if I can learn Karen from the other Yavos Nezikin, if I can learn Karen from Yavos Nezikin, that's Paganiska what? Mamona. If I cannot learn Karen from the Yavos Nezikin, that's Paganiska what? That's again, yeah, Paganiska Kenasa is where what? Is when the animals are tame, so I cannot learn it out. That's Paganiska Kenasa. Paganiska Mamona is when what? Is when they are considered Paganiska Mamona, they are tame, they're crazy, and therefore I can learn it out. So according to Rashi, Rashi couldn't pin it down. Rabbeinu Tam pinned it down. One sec, Donnie. Plug it back into our Tosis now. On Bezim and Base. Okay? So you're going to read it inside in a second. Tosis Kasha is the following. How can the Gemara entertain a Havamina? That Mechuberis is Chayiv Nezek Sholem when what? When if you hold like the Manabra Palganiska, what? Knas. If you hold like the Mandamra Paganiska Knas, what's the din? Here, Benny, what's the din if you hold Paganiska Knasa? What's the din? It's what? It's not the derech, the damage at all. So why would I enter Tanahamim and Yechayev Nezek Shalim? That's Toisus Kasha. You cannot read the Havamina according to the Mandamra holds Paganiska Knasa. How could you entertain a Havamina that Mechubis Chayev Nezek Shalim? You follow me? If you hold Chatzin Nezek's Knas, it's impossible. Chatzin Nezek moment, it works, but not Pagan Nezek Knasa. And Rabbeinu Tam is the one who adds on that what? Rabbeinu Tam is the one that adds on that says what? If I can learn Karen from the Ovos Nezikin, it's Pagan Niska what? It's Pagan Niska Mamona. If I cannot, it's Pagan Niska Knas. Right? Okay, Rabbeinu Tam adds that on. The question is, why does Rabbeinu Tam have to add it on? I'm going to tell you. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Aval Mechuber. Svi, read that Rashi. Aval. It's two-word Rashi. Aval Mechuberis. Let's go, Svi, right there. Aval Mechuberis. What does Rashi say there? Right here in the middle. Aval Mechuberis to Orchehu. What's to Orchehu mean? Read it again. Read the Rashi.
Aval Mechuberis to Orchehu.
What does Orchehu mean? Guys, what does Orchehu mean?
Common.
The Derech. What does that mean, it's the Derech? The derech, the damage. So you can model it after what? After all the other Avos Nezikin. All the other Avos Nezikin are Chayv what? Nezik what? Nezik Sholei. So what I want you to get down in your notes, according to Rashi, Rashi doesn't predicate it based on what? Rabbeinu Tam, whether it's dependent on Chatzin Nezik Mom or Chatzin Nezik Knas. Did our Gemara bring in Chatzin Nezik Mom or Chatzin Nezik Knas? Yes or no? Did it bring it in once? No, it didn't bring it in. Tosis is the one who brings it in. According to Rashi, you don't have to bring it in. And that's what the Pnei Yoshu and the Beis Aron say. That as long as it's Derech, we learn out that Mechuberis would be from the other Avos Nezikin, and the other Avos Nezikin are Chayv Nezek Shalim, from the very beginning. That's what Rashi means when he says Derech. What does the Shita Mekubetza say B'Shem the Rivah? What does the Shita Mekubetza say B'Shem the Rivah? Since it's the Derech, what do we learn Mechuberis from? Where do we learn Mechuberis from? Not the other Avos Nezikin, but from Talush when it's a what?
Oh, it's a
when it's a Muad. Excellent, Natan. When it's a Talush, when it's a Muad. And Donnie, what's the din of Talush when it's Muad? Nezik what? Nezik Shalim. So I want you to get down right from the very outset. How did our Gemara entertain the Havamina that Mechuberis is Chayv Nezik Shalim? Rashi learned what? From the other Avos Nezikin, because it's the Derech. The Shita Mekubetz of Shem the Rival learns it from where? Where does the Shita Mekubetz of Shem the Rival learn it from?
Talish.
You learn that from Talish when it's Muad. Gabriel, you got this? You get this down. You got it? Get this down. That's the other Havamina. The two ways so far. What does Tosus propose in his Kasha in the middle? We're going to read it from the beginning. But what did Tosus propose? You can learn that from the other Avos Nezikin if you hold Chatzin Nezik what?
Mamona.
That's only if you learn Chatzin Nezik Mamona. Read it inside now, Tzvi. Okay, Don, we're going to get to you. You have to read the Kasha. Guys, look inside. Ava Mechuberis.
Mechuberis, Eva Kula Modati. Ashalim Nezik Shalim. Afilu Ba'am Rishona.
Even from the first time. Vim Tomar, Tosis asks.
Mahi
Tesi. Where do I learn this out from, guys? Where do I learn this out from that Yechayim Nezik Sholem by Mechuberis the first time? You can't just say it magically. It's got to come from somewhere. Where's it coming from? Go ahead. If it's from Tlusha, then what's Dayek Tlusha? Let it be enough like Tlusha that's only Chayiv what? Chatzin Nezik. So that doesn't match Nezik Sholem. That period. That's one possibility that's wrong. Go ahead. E what? We learned it out from what? From the other Avos Nezikin, and that's good according to the Manamer that says Karen is even better, meaning it's even better that it's Chayiv to pay. I can learn it out from where? From all the other Avos. If you look Karen Asi, go ahead. Since animals are crazy, and I know that they're chayiv, So therefore, I should learn it out from Avos Nezikin. Avos Nezikin, the other one, Svi, from the very first time, Rechav, how much? Nezik Shalim. So maybe that's what our Gemara is going. Aval, Laman Damar.
Laman Damar, Palagon Nizka, Knasa. The East lay Stam Sharmak Nezas Shimor, Kaimi. Lo
Asya Karen Mikulu. Karen cannot be learned from all the Avos Nezikin. Why not? Kinamrina Kaman. When you throw a boar with one of the other ones, asikulu. You can learn out all the Avos Nezikin. Labar. What's labar mean? Except the ikul amifrak. You could slug up the mematzinu, the chicane. Mashain Kane. Ah, there's the kasha. If you hold paganiska knasa, you can't learn how to have a mina that you're chayiv nezek shalim by mechubar. Because when you talk about pagas and the knasa, the animals are tame. I never thought I would have to guard it. So why should I be chayiv eat anything, let alone nezek shalim? Amir, you got me? It's not that hard. We just got to hold cup with this. There's a havim in the nezek shalim by mechubar. You got to know where it's coming from. Rashi says it comes from the Avos Nezikin because it's the derech. The Shidim Mikubetz Hashem Rivah says it comes from where? Comes from what? Talish when it's muad, which is chayiv nezek shalim. And what does the Taisus ask? It comes from what? Chatzi nezek mamon, but chatzi nezek knas, we don't know. That's Taisus kasha. Okay? That's Taisus kasha. Donnie, go ahead real quick. We mentioned it yesterday, remember, from our Rebbe Rabban Soloveitchik. Go ask a zoologist whether they're tame or not. What's the answer? It's a machlokes mitzias. You can't have a machlokes mitzias in Gemara. So Rabban Soloveitchik said, you ask the zoologist, he'll tell you 50% of the oxen are tame. Is that enough to deem them all tame halachically, or do you need 51%? And since you don't have 51%, then they're deemed not tame.
No, I know. My question based on that.
No, he's not. No, he's not. He's just. If you hold paganiska mamono, then you hold what? The derech is what? The animals are crazy. And therefore, what? We deem them crazy. The first, the derech is the mimazik. But it's stemming from a lumdus shemachloikis.
No, I'm not.
Because if it stems from a machloikis and lumdus, it's not a machloikis and mitzias. It's not. There's a conceptual machloikis. Think. Whether chatzin nezik is mamon or knas. That's a conceptual machloikis. That stems from how to interpret the results of the zoologist. So that's a lumdish machloikis.
So once someone holds, let's say, that paganiska mamona, that means that they hold that all oxes are...
crazy. Correct.
So it's not 51% all of them.
Because you didn't have what? 51% being tame. It was only 50%. So they're halachically, that drove me to say they're all tame.
So they're both holding the machloikis, they're both holding either 100% this way or 100% that way.
Right, but the results of the zoologist was 50%. Do I need 51% to deem them all tame? And I don't have that, therefore I claim they're crazy. Or do I say 50% is enough and I deem them all tame? That's how you love them to size the results. Okay, one sec, David. Okay, we got this? We got the kasha? Go ahead now. Sweet, look inside the teretz, the taisis. Go ahead. Guys, look inside. Again, V'yeshlomer de paganiska knasu, that which it says in the Gemara. Read again. V'yeshlomer. Hadikamar. Go ahead. No, kra. Not because you need a pusik to teach me. Go ahead. Go ahead. I need another pasuk. The Tana just quoting me a pasuk to tell me that mechuberes also is considered negicha. Go ahead. Shalotita lomar. You shouldn't make a mistake to say that negicha is only a detached horn. Dumya. Disidkia. Right. Aval. It's a derech the damage. We'll learn from boar one of the other avos. So let's get this down. What's Tosha's answer? Tosha's answer is in a chanami. Get this down. The whole Gemara Vini is not according to the Mat Damar Paka Niska what? Knasa. It's not. According to the Mat Damar Paka Niska Knasa, you can never entertain such a Havamina. Never, ever. This whole Gemara is only according to Mat Damar Paka Niska Mamona. And Paka Niska Mamona, which is, as Dani correctly said, it's a derech, the damage, the animals are crazy. I can learn more from one to the other of us to everything else. And therefore I can conclude that what? It would be Chayiv Nezek Shol and Mechubarov Karen. That's what I would think. Kamash Malan not. The second pasuk says not that way. That every Karen is always Chatzi Nezek. But in a Hanami, according to the Gemara, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying very clearly that this Gemara is only according to my number that holds what? Chatzi Nezek Mamon. And not Chatzi Nezek Knas. Whereas according to Rashi in the Shita Megavetz of Shem the Riva, this Gemara is going according to everyone. Rabbeinu Tam is the only one that brought in this what? This Machloik is Chatzi Nezek Mamon, Chatzi Nezek Knas. The other Rishonim did not bring it in. Okay? The other Rishonim did not bring it in. The other Rishonim said you could learn out directly from what? Directly from the Avos Nezikim. So I want you to make sure you note this. Rabbeinu Tam was the one who brought this in. The other Rishonim said there's no reason to bring it in. You could learn out that Nezik Shalim by Mechuberis exists from the other Avos Nezikim. Or you could learn out from what? When it's Tolish, when it's Muad. So those are the two options. Only Rabbeinu Tam is the one that brings it in, because Rabbeinu Tam is the one who pinned down that if you learn Karen Jacob from the other Avos Nezikim, what Shita? Chatzin Nezik Mamon. If you cannot learn Karen from the other Avos Nezikim, it's Chatzin Nezik Knas. That's Rabbeinu Tam. The other Rishonim did not identify it. Rashi did not pin it down. And Rashi doesn't bring it in. Okay? Rashi doesn't bring it in. So that's the second Malach I want you guys to get. It's a hard Tosis to read in the answer, but that's what he means. He means L'mandar Episkanis Knasa. The Gemara is not talking according to that Mandomer. All the Gemara was trying to say is don't make a mistake. Don't make a mistake and say Karen is only detached and not attached. That's the only thing he was saying. Only according to Manor Paganiski Mamona. Paganiski Knossa, it's not talking about. It's hard to read it. It's hard to read it inside, but that's what he means. The whole Gemara does not apply. Lab Mishum Nitzer Kraw. According to that Tan, it's a Dover Poshit. According to the Manor Paganiski Knossa, it's a Dover Poshit. You never chived Ezek Shalom. This whole Havim means according to only Manor Paganiski Mamona. Which, now, if I would ask you, which sheet do you think is more fits into the Gemara? Rashi and the Shidu Hashem the Rival or Tosis? Which one would you say? I would say exactly like David said. Rashi and also what? The Rival. Why? Did our Gemara ever say it's only according to Manu Rechaz and Eskimamon? Did it? Not once. So from that omission, you get the impression it could work according to everyone. Okay? Yes, David, go ahead. How did the Shidim Kibetz respond to that? Because I wouldn't learn out from Tlusha the first time. I would learn out from Tlusha when it's a Muad, because it's the Derech. When does it become the Derech? Tosha's not talking about Derech. Tosha's just saying I would latch it on to the first time. First time of Tolush is Chatzin Ezek. First time of Mechur would be Chatzin Ezek. No, but because it's the Derech, I'll shift it and it'll be modeled after what? The Muad. Excellent. It's an excellent Nekuda. Okay. All right, guys, let's move on now. We got a lot to see, okay? Let's see Vayter in the Gemara. We got a lot to do. All right, Svi, go ahead. Guys, turn to the Gemara. Let's see inside, okay? Let's see inside. We got to see Vayter in the Gemara. Go ahead. Now we go told to the Karen. Go ahead. Go ahead, Svi. What are the toldas of Karen? Let's see. We find the avos of Karen are Shane Regal and what else? Shane Regal and Karen. Go ahead. That's what Shore means. Told to the Karen by he, go ahead.
Where is it?
In the middle of the Amud Svi. Told to the Karen, where we left off yesterday. Told to the Karen by he.
Told to the Karen by he. Negifa the Sheikha Ravitza.
What does Negifa mean?
Pushing.
You push with your body, you damage Bikavana. That's what Rashi says. Ravitza? What is Neshicha rather? Neshicha is biting. What is Ravitza? Ravitza is squatting down on the ground. Ubiita? Beat is kicking. Okay, I want you to get this now. Okay, let's see. Rashi, Dibra Masko, Ravitza. Go ahead, look inside Rashi. Ravitza.
Ravitza, Shirasa Kilo Derech,
Kedel is Shabran. He says he crouches down, he sees Kalim on the derech. He's going, he crouches on them in order to break them. Okay? What do you see from Rashi? What do you see from Rashi Lamais? What is Rashi trying to say here? Rashi says you have kavana to do it. Rashi says you have kavana to do it. Rashi says Ravsa Kedel is Shabran. That's what he means. Rashi.
Why does he use the word kavana by the Gita and Vita, but why not?
It's the same. It's the same thing, Lamaisa. Kavana. Look at the Rashi Lamaisa when he says Vita. Read Vita.
Vita. Shvata Viragle Mishabra Esakelim. The Ahachi had it told the Karen the Kavana Sanan Lahazik. The Karen.
Key Karen. What does key mean? It's like Karen. The ain't what?
Ain't Hanal Lahazik.
There's no Hanal Lahazik because Hanal Lahazik is Shane. Karen is kavana. Go ahead.
Key Karen.
It's also not common. The hokach. The lohua do bebeis and shlosha pamim. Calls man it's not a mood bebeis three times. Bekach. No bekach. Period. Eina. Okay, I want you to get this down. Says Rashi, a tremendous chiddush here. The Rashash says, why did Rashi have to say he crouched down to break them? Even if he crouched down in order to do it for his own hana. Since it's Meshuna, and it's not the Derech, you should be Chayv Chatzinezek, even if you had Hana. The Rosh and the Nemuke Yosef say Beferish. The Rosh and the Nemuke Yosef say Beferish, that as long as Karen is Meshuna, you are Chayv. Please get this. What is the key phrase to become Karen Atolda? Is it Kavana Lahazik, or is it the fact that it's Meshuna? That's what the Rishash asks. The Rishash asks, Halacha L'maisa, the Rishash asks, he says, you know what? He says, why did Rashi have to stress Kedei L'Shabran? Kedei L'Shabran. Dafka Kavana L'Hazik. He says, even if you had a Kavana for Hana, and it was not the Derech, that would be enough to be Chatzinesk. Even if you have Hana, the Ikar is Meshune. That's the sheet of the Rosh and the Nemuki Yosef. The sheet of the Rosh and the Nemuki Yosef is that it's Meshune, Amir, that it's different. Karen is the notion of being different. It's Meshuna. Let's get that down. It's not the notion of what? It's not the notion of Kavana. It's the fact that it is strange. It is Lav Kederach. It is Meshuna. So that's what the Rishash is asking. Why does Rashi have to stress this? So the Rishash answers, and I want you to get this down. He says a Bichiddush. He says that Rashi is going like the Mandamra, Pauganiska Mamona. And therefore what? It's only Karen if it's a what? What is Pauganiska Mamona? It's only Karen if it's the what? Kavana? What do we say, Paganiska Mamona? It's a crazy animal. It's Kavana Lahazik, exactly. So he wants to say the Rishash, that Rashi is going like the Mamre Paganiska Mamona. Which is a little bit strange, because what do we just get through saying? Yeah, Rashi stresses Kavana Lahazik, Jacob. Why does he stress Kavana Lahazik? Because he wants to say, even according to the Mamre, we're going like the Mamre Paganiska Mamona. So if your old Paganiska Mamona, the only reason why you're chayiv is you have Kavana Lahazik. Because what does Paganiska Mamona mean? The animals are nuts, right? So that's a little bit difficult. Why is it a little bit difficult based on what I just said before? Because I set up before that Tosfos is the only one that set up the Gemara Paganiska Mamona, not Paganiska Knossa. Now the very next Gemara we're reading, Rashi says that this is according to the Mahler of Paganiska Mamona. It's a little bit strange. In the block Lagabe, the Gemara earlier when we talked about the Avos of Karen, Rashi left it open, according to both sheets. Now when it comes to what the told us, he says it's only Paganiska Mamona. So that's a chiddush to what the Rishash is saying. I'd rather say the following, and I want you to get this. The Beis Aaron says, you always need Kavana Lahazik. Even when you have Hana, your Kavana is to be Mazik. And that's what the Rosh and the Mukhi Yosef say. Even if you have Hana, it's Karen. Because Halacha L'maaseh, you need what? You need Kavana Lahazik. So that's the chiddush I want to bring out. That even if Lu Yitzur, the guy crouches for Hana, the cow, or the ox, and you're doing it for Hana purposes, but the bottom line is that you have Kavana Lahazik, it's called Karen. That's the chiddush. Once you have Kavana Lahazik, I don't care what happens. Even if you have Hana, it's still called Karen. That's what Rashi wants to bring out. Okay, we got that? That's the chiddush we want to say from the Beis Aaron. Okay, now another chiddush. In Rashi, let's get this. Bini, Rashi says, if you're a mu'ud for what? Goring. Are you a mu'ud automatically for kicking? Yes or no? Are you a mu'ud for what? If you're a mu'ud for goring, are you automatically a mu'ud for kicking? Yes or no? What's the din? What do you say? No. If you are a mu'ud for what? Goring? You have to be a mu'ud for kicking. It is not automatic. And that's what the Rashba says, Mistabra, that a mu'ud for biting is not a mu'ud for goring. And it says like that in Chashin Mishpat in the Mechaber, Simen Shin Pei Tes Siv Vav. Like the Biragol and the Gon say the same thing. It's Mashim from the Rambam as well. In Uchas Niskemo and Perak Alpha Chadala. That's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying the Therese, what Rashi says, Kavanaso, what did Rashi say? That he says it's like Karen, that all the time you're not mu'ud in Beis Din. What does that mean, all the time you're not mu'ud in Beis Din three times? Bekach. What does that mean? That if you're a mu'ud for what? For one track of Karen, you're not automatically a mu'ud for another track. Okay? You have to be a mu'ud. If you're a mu'ud for Negicha, that's it. You're not automatically a mu'ud for kicking or a mu'ud for biting. A mu'ud for biting is not automatically a mu'ud for goring. That's what Rashi means when he says, if it's like Karen and Kozman, you're not a mu'ud three times. Bekach. What does bekach mean? Underline the word bekach 50 times. See what he says, bekach? What does bekach mean? In that exact method. So please get that down, because that's an ensuing Vayter in the Gemara we're going to have to see. Okay. Vayter now. So we got that two Chidushim in Rashi. What was the first Kiddush? What's the first Kiddush in Rashi? Yonatan, what was the first Kiddush we had? First Kiddush in Rashi is the what? Say, the Iker is Kavana. Excellent. Even if you have Hana, Kavana is the Iker. That's what we said from the Beis Aaron. Kavana is the Iker to be called Karen. Even if you have Hana, it doesn't make a difference. Kavana Lamaisa is what makes it Karen. Halach Lamaisa. That's what the Rosh, the Muki Yosef say. And the fact is, the Rashash says that it would be Meshunit. The thing is that it would be Meshunit. It's strange. It's different. But we're stressing it has to be Kavana Lahazik. Okay. Second Kiddush in Rashi is that if you're a mu'ud for negicha, you're not automatically a mu'ud for kicking or for biting. Okay, fight in the Gemara Tzvi. Go ahead, let's see. Guys, look inside. Why is goring called an av? Dichsiv? Excellent, go ahead. Yeah, it says negicha, negifa is also pushing. Why is that not an av? Why is that a toldo? What's the answer? Wrong. The Gifa is not pushing the body of the shore, it's pushing with the horn. Pushing with the horn. So when you stab a guy with your horn on the animal, that's an av. When you push an when the animal pushes with the horn, that's a tolda. It's not stabbing with the horn. Okay? Read the Gemara's answer again. Hi, Negifa.
Negifa, Negifa.
Desanya. The Torah started with Negifa and ends up with what? Negicha. Lomer lecha to tell you. Exactly. The negicha is a type of thing with the horn. What are you doing? You're pushing the horn. You're not pushing the body. Okay? So you see that you don't interpret it as literally as pushing with the body. That's not considered with a negicha what we're talking about. Now, Lamaisa, do you remember we discussed the din of kofar? What is kofar? When your shore kills someone, a human being, God forbid, you must pay the payment of what? Of kofar. You must pay a payment of kofar. Now Rashi on the bottom here, Rashi di Ramasko Agav, please get it down, says how do you assess the kofar? The demay of the nizik or the demay of the mazik? What is Rashi? It's a machloikis tanoim in the Gemara and Chav Zayin and Aleph. What does Rashi say? Demay nizik. You assess the kofar and how much the guy was worth. How do you assess how much a guy's worth? How much he'd be sold as an eved? So Rashi here on the bottom, Dir Maskav Agav Korcha Kamashman, says for some reason Deme Mazik. Maybe held like that Tana. The Rashash is what forced Rashi to say that. But what I want to bring out here is the following. What I want to bring out is, where is Kofar? Kofar is only by what category? It's only by Karen. Is there a Kofar by Tsruros? What is Tsruros? Pebbles that are kicked up and you kill a person. Is there a Din Chetzi Kofar? By Tsruros, no. Rashi says beferish no, on memdal and mebezim, but b'kamad dibre maskav akati. There's no chiyuv of kofar b'tsruros, because kofar is only written by negicha. Kofar is only by negicha, by goring, by karen. And the or sameach asks the Gemara could have answered what by adam and writes kiyigach to exclude tsruros from kofar.
Why is that?
Because if it were written kiyigof, I would have thought there's a tsruros by kofar. So the Torah needed to write Yigach to tell me what? That kofar is only by what? By negicha. That's what the Gemara should have said. What'd you say? There's a kosef. But Dor Sameach asked, get this down. Rashi says there's no kofer. No chetzi kofer. You to get it down. There's no chetzi kofer by Tzrurus. You know what the Gemara should have said, Dor Sameach, if Rashi was right? The Gemara should have said the reason why it said kiyikach is why? Is to tell me kiyikach, there's only kofer by negicha. But there is no kofer by what? If it had written kiyigof, I would have thought there's Tzrurus by chetzi kofer. Therefore, Dor Sameach writes that Rashi's wrong. And Dor Sameach says the Rambam's right. The Rambam holds there's a chiyuv kofer b'tzruros, chetzi kofer. Unbelievable. So I want you to get down. There's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam, where there's a din of chetzi kofer by tzruros. Tzruros is regel. If you kill a guy, your animal's walking along, flicks up pebbles with its feet, and kills a guy, God forbid. Do you have to pay chetzi kofer? Rashi says no. Rambam says yes. Or Sameach says, I think the Rambam's right from our Gemara. Because if Rashi was right, why does the Gemara say Kiyigach and Kiyigof? What did the Gemara say? Pasav akasav b'schila b'negicha? No. Pasav akasav b'schila b'negifa? What? V'sayim b'what? Sayim b'negicha. To tell me that negicha is the key. It's pushing with the horn, right? Why did the Gemara say the reason why it said Kiyigach is because why? Is because there's no din kofer unless you do negicha. That's what the Gemara should have said. Since the Gemara didn't say that, says Dor Sameach, Rashi's wrong. And he says the Rambam's right. The Gemara there rather says a different shah. What did it say? That kiyigof means negicha, horns. Pushing with your horn. As opposed to what? Hitting with the horn. So Dor Sameach says that Rashi is wrong and the Rambam's right from our Gemara. Interesting. Interesting chiddush. Okay, one sec. Go ahead, vayta svi vayta the Gemara. Go ahead, look inside, guys. Maishna. So why Taka does it say that? Why did it say by Adam Kigach or Maishna by Behem it says Kigov? Go ahead. People have intellect, and therefore it says Kigach, and therefore it's much harder to what? To damage a human being, and therefore you got to put your whole kochos into it, and therefore you do it with kavana. It says ki yigach goring with kavana. However, behema it's much easier to just what? Push it with a horn and that's it. You don't need any premeditation at all. Go ahead. But there's also a side chiddush that I want you to know why the Hashem, the Torah, Kedosha, put yigach and yigof. Go ahead.
The Muad Adam,
Having
Muad Lebehema.
Beautiful. And there's a side kiddush that a Muad Adam is automatically Muad Lebehema, because you say if I have $200, it's like I have $100. $100 part of $200. So Muad Adam is a Muad Lebehema. So Muad Lebehema is not a Muad Adam. Doesn't work the other way. And that's another side kiddush that we're learning out from this din. So Lamaisa. We have to point out the following Kiddushim. I want you to get this down. Amazing. Comes out. Rashi gives two pshatim on that Dibramasko Adam. Yes, Svi? Read that Rashi. Adam, guys, look inside. Adam. The first one, Adam Dislay Masla.
Adam
Dislay
Masla.
Sheesh
no das, lishmor es gafo.
Gufo. He has the ability to guard his body. Go ahead.
Sim kiga.
The shore intends to hurt you and it goes with strength. Aval. He just finds you stationary. He pushes you with his horns. That's the first spot. Lishnachrina. No. It's not easy to kill a human being. Right? Benegifa, go ahead. With pushing. The ha what? Ma'at. Because pushing a horn is a little bit. Ella. And you stick the Karen in there. Okay, so let's get this. Rashi is tupshotim. Let's get it down. Rashi says, why is an Adam better than a behemoth? What do I mean by better? It's harder to kill. Tup shotim. Let's get it down. Number one, a human being can guard himself. A behemoth cannot guard himself. He has no das. That's number one. Number two, what's number two? What's number two, Rashi's pshat? See, you tell me. Has a mazel to it. We're going to interpret that like it's like a, it's like there's a malach. It's like there's a malach. A human being has a maha, has a what? Has a malach protecting it. Has a mazel. A behema doesn't have a mazel. So you look in Rabbi Kivager. You see Rabbi Kivager? The Gilyon Hashas. He says, look in Shabbos. Excellent. What does Rashi say in Shabbos Nun Gimel? Omid Beis Dibra Maskel Mazla. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that what? And a human being has a malach. And he protects him. So the Maariv Chayyim says that's what Rashi means here. Please get it. A human being is not easy to kill because he has a malach protecting him. And Tosfos, in Chul, Tosfos on Nun Aleph and Nun Aleph Baba Kamet, and in Chulin Membeis and Membeis, quote Rabbeinu Tam, that Dafka Behema Trefa will not live 12 months. A human being that has a terminal disease could live more than 12 months because he has a malach protecting him. Okay? Yair, you got this?
Yeah.
Very good. David, clear? You got this down? So I want to give two nafkaminas between the two pshatim. What are the two nafkaminas? What are the two nafkaminas? Number one, the Bir Yaakov writes, what happens if you gored a small boy? Does a small boy have the das to be shomer himself? No. He does not have a das to shomer himself. A malach, though, would protect him. That's one nafkamina I want you to get. Another nafkamina is where you gore someone who's sleeping, an adult. If he's sleeping, he has no das to guard himself, but he has a malach still protecting him. Okay? So those are two good nafkaminas that one could say between Adam definitionally and Behema. I don't think there's a nafkamina ladina, but I want you to get it definitionally. You got it? Again, small boy can't be shomer himself, but he has a malach. A person sleeping can't shomer himself, he's sleeping, but he has a malach. The Meiri points out, quoted by the Shita Mekubetzis, you know what Adam Islay Maslam means? He's got fear. And therefore, if Ema Samutalas Alav, he's got fear. And he's got das to be careful. People are scared. And therefore, he's going to be careful and make sure, Lamaisa, that he will not what? He will not get gored. So the Miri adds that on. The human being has fear. He'll be careful to what? He'll be careful. He has das to be careful. And all the Afkavan, Lamaisa, Omen, Kedele, Nachal. Animals don't think like that. So those are the pshatim we want to suggest here in this chiddush halach lemaisa. Okay. Now this long Rashi here we did in Seder to a lot of guys. So I want to speak it out. Let's get it. We're not going to read it inside. Please get this though. I tell you what I'm bothered by. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said a man has a mazel much harder to what?
Kill.
Yeah. Did it say kill? Rashi said kill. I would have interpreted the Gemara to say the damage. Get this down, guys. You got to be in tune with what the Gemara says and what Rashi says. The Gemara didn't say a word. I would have interpreted the Ben Sin as talking about what? Damaging. Not killing. Rashi says we're talking about killing. Why did Rashi say we're talking about killing? Rabbi Kivagan, the Poros Yosef, asked this kashin. It's a great kashin. Why is it talking about Adam as a mazel? It's talking about Dafka what? To kill a human being. Why not Adam that damages? In fact, I want to strengthen my kasha. Rashi and Psochim, get it down, Benji, on Zion and Mabe says that a person has a mazel, that he will not what? He will not damage it, but he won't be damaged. Not just killed. He won't be damaged. So that Lamaisa, Rashi and Psochim says it. It's a tremendous chiddush. So the only thing I was, Rashi himself, Sukkim says, yeah, a guy has a malach to protect him from being damaged, not just killed. So why did Rashi say killed? So the only thing I can think of is that Rashi is being mazed with the Pusik talk about a shore that kills. Maybe that's Rashi said it was killed. But maybe you could say another chiddush. And that is, that it's a chiddush, that even if you're a mu'ud for killing a behema, Natan, you're not a mu'ud for killing who? Killing an Adam. Maybe that's what Rashi wanted to say. Even if you're a killer of behemas, you are not a killer of human beings. Maybe that's what Rashi wanted to say, a chiddush. This is what we wanted to suggest, Lomaisa. But I'll tell you, I saw a Rishash. The Rishash says an amazing thing. Says the Rishash that we are talking about a situation of a shore killing a human being, Lamaisa. Why did the Gemara have to say Mu'ud Lebeima and a Mu'ud La'adam? Because he has mazel. Why don't you say if a shore killed a goy? A goy has a mazel, but it's not Mu'ud to kill a Yisrael. Do you know the Gemara says that later on in Mem Aleph? Even if a shore is Mu'ud to kill a goy, he's not Mu'ud to kill a Jew. And therefore the Rashash says, if it wasn't for Rashi, I would have said we're talking about a shore that damages, not a shore that kills. Why do you have to command it as din, Lamaisa? Once you get in the realm of killing, Lamaisa, there's a distinction between a what? There's a distinction in a goy killing a shore killing a goy. Even it has mazel. So you see, even within what? Even within mazel, there's a difference. You can be a mu'ud to kill a goy, but not a shore can be a mu'ud to kill a goy, not to kill Yisrael. So Lamaisa, why didn't the Gemara just stick with damages? That's what the Rashash says. Okay? But nonetheless, I want you to note this. Halacha Lamaisa, it's interesting why Rashi said, went on to saying killing. Maybe you want to say, even you're a shore for killing a behemah, you're not a mu'ud to killing an adam. Could be. Maybe that's the Chiddush. Okay. Fine. This brings us now, guys, to the Taisus. Let's go, guys. Mu'ud la'adam. Have a mu'ud la'behemah. This is the side Chiddush. Amazing Chiddush. Okay? Let's go. Mu'ud la'adam. Have a mu'ud la'behemah. You see the side? Look inside the Taisus on the bottom now. Next to last Taisus. Amazing Chiddush we have to say here. Let's go. Umilsa, go ahead, Svi. Period. What's a kasha? Tosis always doesn't have to ask a kasha without him Tomer, Yoshua, or Tema. You can have a kasha without that. It's an implicit kasha. What's the implicit kasha? What did our Gemara say? Mu'ud la'adam is a mu'ud la'what? Lebehema. Mu'ud lebehema is not a mu'ud la'adam. What does Rav Papa say in Baba Kama Lam and Zayin Amad Aleph? Mu'ud la'adam is lo havi mu'ud lebehema. It's a direct stira. It's a direct stira. The kasha is very clear. It's a direct stira. Ben Tzion, you got it? We should have mazel tov, Lamaisa, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, you might as well get married, Baruch Hashem. It's good to see you, Baruch Hashem. What is it din? Why is it to stira m'nei obey? We got this? To stira m'nei obey. What is the stira? Argum res in mu'ud la'adam? Mu'ud la'adam? Have a mu'ud l'beima. What does Rav Papa say in Lam and Zayin? Mu'ud la'adam? Lo have a mu'ud l'beima. They can't square. Tosis is going to give two terutzim. Go ahead, Svi. Hainu. So what's the terrors? What does Taisa say? Let's go, read again. Wow. If you kill three guys, the shore, he's not a mu'ud l'behema. He's only a mu'ud for animals, because he hasn't touched a human being. What daf is that? That's daf what? What daf is that, guys? That's daf lamed zayin. Excellent, Tani. Ava what? But if you gore a man, a shore, and a donkey, go ahead. That's our Gemara. If you do a what? If you gore a man, a shore, and a chamor, you're mu'ud la'adam, mu'ud la'behema. Aval. Wow. If you gore only three animals, you didn't touch a human being, you're not mu'ud la'adam. Go ahead. What does that mean, l'chol behema? Even a giraffe. You didn't gore a giraffe. Once you touch three animals, you're gone. You're a mu'ud for all behemoths. Go ahead, vafilu. Even though Rav Papa says you gore three animals from three different species, you're a mu'ud for all behemoths. You don't need to gore what? Every min three times. And you could also be a mu'ud for a minim that you didn't even touch yet. But you are not a what? A mu'ud for adam. So what's the first answer to Tosis? Let's get that in our notes, Natan. Amir, you got this? What's the first terrors of Tosis? When do you say mu'ud la'adam will have a mu'ud la'behema? When it only gorged three animals. It didn't touch a human being. Yes? When it only what? When he gored three what? When it gored three human beings, you are mu'ud la'adam, you're not mu'ud la'behema. Aye. Our Gemara says mu'ud la'adam, mu'ud la'behema. What's it talking about? You gored a shore? I mean, you gored an adam, shore, and chamor. Clear? That's the first terrors of Tosis. Everyone got that? That's the first terrors of Tosis. Amazing Tosis. Okay? Tosis says, Shor, Adam, Shor, Vechamor is a mu'ud, even La Adam. What's strange about this Taisis? What's strange to you about the first sheet of Taisis? Why should you be called a what? Mu'ud La Adam when you only gored what?
One man.
Great kasha, guys. What is the svar of Taisis?
You don't discriminate.
What is the svar of Taisis? But let's say a little bit better. Yeah, Vincent, what do you say? Okay, good. You're saying good. This is what I want you to get, okay? This is what I want you to get. Both Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Rav Shimon Shkop, and the Stipler say, why is a mu'ud a mu'ud? Mu'ud gores three times, you pay Nezek Shalom. Why is that? Is that because we call that what? It's a raya, that it's a teva, that it's the nature? Or do I call that it has a new habit? You see, natures are different than habit. Teva, or I'm going to say regilus, habit. You follow me? Habit develops. Teva is from the very core in nature. Why is a mu'ud chayiv? Is a mu'ud chayiv because of what? Teva or regilus? This is what we're doing, Lumbus, guys. What is the svar of Taisus? So it could very well be that if you held, and this is what Reb David Barvarsky says, the great Rosh Yeshiva, the one who I asked the Kasha and Panovich. Reb David Barvarsky says, if Taisus is talking about what? That it's considered to be what? Regilus. Then let me ask you a question. You killed one human being. Is that regilus? Is that habitual? No way. But if you hold that what the getter is what? Teva. So all you need to do is kill one human being because it shows that this animal is a killer, both in the realm of animals and the realm of human beings. And one human being is enough. I'll tell you 100%, because the truth is, have you proven that it kills animals? How many animals did it kill?
Two.
It only killed two, didn't kill three. So it's all it is a clue to show that its teva is that it's a crazy goring animal. And one human being is enough. So I want you to get down that Taisus in the first Teretz holds Teva. Taisus, Teretz Rishon, holds Teva. Okay?
What if it gored an Adam in two shores?
What'd you say?
What if it gored an Adam in two shores?
Same din.
That seems to specify it needs to be Gimel Mina.
It has to be Gimel Mina. You're right. It has to be Gimel Mina to get Behemoth. Because we're talking about Humud La'adam, Humud La'behemoth. Remember we said according to our Gemara's mood, lot of mood, behemoth. Right, you're right. That's got to be what? It's got to be different min. But it's not 3 minutes.
Isn't the point that it's supposed to show that he doesn't? This short doesn't care about the min. It
yeah, but
care what it's killing.
Yeah, that's why I retract what I said. If it's Adam and the shore, that would be enough. Lamaisa, because a mood lakol. Because anyway, it's only two behemoths. Anyway, it's not 3 minutes. Right. We're talking about Adam, Shor, v'chamor. Those are three minimums, mu'ud l'kol, Allah l'maisa. So I don't think it makes a difference about that. Does it? You know, he's asking Bini, Shor, would it be different? Taisus does specify Havishlosh and Minim, though. From Taisus, you get the impression of what I said originally. So I retract, l'maisa. Seems to be 3 minimums.
Makes more sense because then it shows it doesn't really care what it's trying to gore.
Right, and it's also covered both spheres, human beings and animals. So let's stick with it's got to be. He says 3 minutes. He does say 3 minutes. So I want you to get down. It's not based on regulus. It's based on what?
Teva.
Excellent. And therefore, it's a teva lamaisa. It's a raya, since it gores three times lamaisa. How do you say a raya in Adam Migdich Achas? We see that it gored three times. It's a mu'ud l'shvarim. It's not l'sharminim. If it gores a shor chamor and gamal. So mu'ud l'chol minim. You don't have to do every min three times in order to view your mu'ud. It just has to gore three times. But a min misuyim, it's enough to do one time. Therefore, one time an adam is enough. One time is an enough. And there's three times a shor is mu'ud l'shvarim. Fine. Not l'sharminim. But once you start spreading its wealth, l'maisa, what do you mean by wealth? It's not really wealth, but it's goring. It's going to be chayiv. Okay. Please get this down. One second, Natan. Get this down now. So what is Shita Sataisis? What do we write down first Teretz?
Teva.
Adam? Chamor? The what? Shor v'chamor. Everyone got that? That's a muad. What's the second shita? Tosfos, Rabbeinu, Peretz. Let's get it. What's Taisa ben Peretz's shita? I gave it to you. What does he hold? It's also the Piskei HaTosfos and the Nemuki Yosef later on Lamed Zayin, Mishim the Ramah. Ramah with the Hayz Ramer Alevi. What's their shita? What's their shita? What do you say, Yoshua? If he goes ashore, Chamor and Adam. What did he say the din was? Remember? Rabbeinu Peretz? You're a muad just for behemoths. That same exact case, get it down in your notes. Muad Rakla Behema. He argues on Tisus. Please get this down. I gave you the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Yad Ramah. They say Beferish. What's the Svara? What's the Svara Lamaisa? You're a muad Rakla Behema, is not Laudam. Because muad is what? Regilus. And in order to establish Regilus, killing one human being is not a Regilus. Exactly, Lamaisa. We call it Muad Rakla Behema.
No, two's not enough for
Regilus. It's enough to say, Lamaisa, you're killing. It's enough to say, Lamaisa, you are a Muad Lebehema.
It's like a
Kabbalah. It is. It is.
You have three things.
Why are you a Muad Lebehema? You only kill two Behemas.
The Adam's like, it's a Kabbalah. Or the Adam's like a.
Okay. Behemoth. It's a type of Behema. That's what he wants to say, Benny.
The animal made a mistake.
Muad, below the other. Let's get it. What's the Svara? Regilus. Guys, you got it? Look, Regilus. So we're saying the machlokes toisus against the toisus of inappearance depends on what is the nature. Is it based on your teva or is it based on what? Regilus. You can develop a habit even though it's not your teva. The havdalah of those guy could be a horrible free throw shooter and he works. Becomes a good one. Right? Yeah? Becomes a good one. It happens. Right? It happens. Didn't it happen with Shaquille O'Neal? No. He never got good. He did get good. He did get good towards the end of his career. I'm not mistaken, okay? He did get good. Okay, we don't need to waste time about whether he got good or not, okay? Listen to this. Listen, guys. This is a major machloikis. What is the nature? Adam Shor V'chamor, is he Mu'ud Lakol? Mi Mu'ud L'Behema, Mu'ud L'Adam, or is he Mu'ud Rak L'Behema? Depends upon whether it is what? Teva? Here it is. Teva or Regilus? But what is the Rambam Shita? What is the Rambam Shita? Let's get it. The Rambam I gave you, Perek Vav, Alocha, Tes, and Yud. Rambam says an amazing thing. The Magen Mishnah interprets the Rambam according to Nachlas David. Reb David Tevel, the great Gaon, Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, on seven Masechtas, he wrote a sefer called Nachlas David, the great Gaon. So the Magid Mishnah's Medayek, the Rambam Sheet is, if you gore Chamor, Shor, and Gamal, what are you? You're a Muad Rakla what? Rakla Shloshim Minim, Elu. What does that mean?
Only those three animals.
Again, what did you gore? According to the Rambam, Chamor, Shamor, and Gamal, you're only a Muad only to those three behemoths.
How do you argue that?
So therefore the Nachlas David says, obviously the Rambam argues with what? With our Tulsos. There's no way that you could be a Mu'ud Lakol. The Rambam even limits you to what?
Those three.
Rambam says, Rak L'Shlosha are you considered to be a Mu'ud.
It's not regular Tevah.
Right? Well said. You only develop what it is itself. You're only a Mu'ud for those things, Yoshua. Only those three. So the Nachlas David says, obviously the Rambam argues with Tosfos. But I want you to get this down. There's another approach to the Rambam. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, Ibn Ezel, the great Gaon. And also the Merkavas and Mishnah. He has a beautiful pshat. We were struggling like this in Seder about this. What does the word Sirugin mean?
Alternate.
Alternative days. So if you look in the Rambam closely, I want you to get this. The Rambam says you're a Muad for only a Shor, Chamor, and Gamal, only when it was Sirugin. What does Sirugin mean? When you did a Shor one day, Monday. Wednesday you did a Gamal. Friday you did a what? A Shor. Only when it's Sirugin are you a Mu'ud only for those three. But if it's not Sirugin, the Ram's Mashman Allah Hates, you're a Mu'ud Lakol. He doesn't mention Dafka those 3 minutes. So maybe you could say, please get it down in your notes. According to this pshat of the Rambam, the Ram holds like Artesis, that you're a Mu'ud Lakol. This is what the Merkevis and Mishnah and the Ibn Azl say. Ibn Azl is a Bishop Zalman Meltzer, the great Gaon.
He says, did you gore all three on the same day?
The only time the Rambam said all three, only those three, is when it was Sirugin. I'm going to write it here.
It's not
three. We'll write three Hey, Nekevus HaMishneh, Nekevus HaMishneh and Ibn Azal, Rabbi Suzaman. You know Rabbi Suzaman was the great Gaon. Ibn Azal. Right? He was Rabbi Cutler's father-in-law, that's all. Ibn Azal. They say, Rak, the Rambam said, the Serugin.
Those three.
What is that a code word for? Only those three are the Serugin for those three. Mashma, that if it's a consecutive days, you're a Mu'ud Lakol. Mu'ud La'adam, Mu'ud La'behemah. Now I grant you it's a Chiddush reading of the Rambam. I was the discussman of a Sobolovsky Shlidin Seder, and he thought it was wrong. I said, I don't think it's so wrong. First line seems to be Mashma like that. But nonetheless, the simplest reading of the Rambam, I agree with him, is not like this, but I wouldn't say it's wrong. Mekevus HaMishneh and the Rebbe Zalman make this diuk, and it does say Mu'ud Lakol. When he first presents it, he doesn't talk about a Sirugin. He doesn't talk about when it's alternative. He's talking about when it's straight up when you see Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And you correctly write, Donnie, you see the Rambam, if you interpret it like the first shot, is not working with Teva or Regulus. So there are three shittas, guys. You must know this. Now we conclude the Tais with the new Teretz. Let's get it. We're of Menachem. Let's go. Guys, look inside. Again, what was Tosis Kasha? Let's go, guys. Nothing like the Torah Shabbat Pet. We're a few days before Rosh Hashanah. We spoke about Rosh Hashanah. How you have to be Mamlech Hashem as the king yesterday. Remember we said that? That's the Mahus of Rosh Hashanah. There's also a theme in Rosh Hashanah about Shichrur. Freeing yourself from the Gashmias. Get rid of the Gashmias. Who was freed out of prison on Rosh Hashanah? Yosef HaTzadik. Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Maharam Brisk writes... You know, it never says the word shofar ever by Rosh Hashanah. Never. The word shofar in Chumash does not appear by Rosh Hashanah. Where does the word shofar appear? By Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. We learn all the dinim. We blow the shofar Yom Kippur Shel Yovel to free the Avadim. We learn all the dinim Yom Kippur Shel Yovel over to Rosh Hashanah. Because that's a notion of freedom. All the real estate goes back. The element of freedom you learn to Rosh Hashanah. Because you're supposed to free yourself from the Gashmias. Yosef was released on Rosh Hashanah, says the Marsha. He was released from prison. Ani avdecha ben amesecha pitachta lemoseirai. Pasuk in Tehillim, in Hallel. David HaMelech says, I'm an Evid, the son of your handmaiden. You freed me from my shackles. Excuse me? If you're an Evid, how are you freed from the shackles? It's a stira. Dani. You're an Evid, you don't get free from your shackles. Free from the shackles, freedom. It's a stira. What's the answer? You're free from the Gashmias. Ein lecha ben chayrin el mish oisik b'tayrin. That's part of the elements of Rosh Hashanah. This notion of shichrur, to be meshachrur yourself. That's why the word shofar doesn't appear in Rosh Hashanah. You learn all the dinim from Yom Kippur Shofar, which is shichrur, freedom. You guys got to be meshachrur yourselves. It's a kavan, it's a devotion. In our yeshiva, it's not easy to do, but you can do it. Seder, shir every day. Night seder every day. Akvias. That's the devotion to the Torah. So what is this? What was the Kasha Taisus? Our Gemara says, Mu'ud La'adam, Mu'ud La'behema. What does Rav Papa say in Laman Zayin Amad Aleph? Mu'ud La'adam Lo'avim, Mu'ud La'behema. Read Rav, what was the answer? Rav Menachem. Rav Menachem was one of the Rishonim, one of the Balei Taisus. Go ahead.
Rav Menachem, Nere Shehafi Kamar. Mu'ud La'adam, Shehaya Mu'ud La'chol. The Chazar bo behema, the Ishar mu'a la'adam. Hami mu'a behema, the Chazar de behema, lav chazarai.
Wow, amazing. You know what our Gemara means? Mu'ud la'adam have mu'ud la'behema. It's a Baal Tshuva. He's a Baal Tshuva. The shore is a Baal Tshuva. Theme of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. How's it? You think the shore is going like this? It's clapping al-chay. Shamnu, bagadnu, al-chay. You think the shore is doing that? No, he's not doing that. How does he become a Baal Tshuva? How does he become a Baal Tshuva? He walks by three behemoths and he said, does nothing. Does nothing. So he was a chazara from a behemoth. But I'm sorry. The fact of the matter is, you're a mu'ud lakol, and you were a chazar bo behemoth, but you remain a mu'ud l'adam. The fact that you didn't shed the mu'ud l'adam zaps back on you the mu'ud l'behemoth. You're not a complete Baal Tshuva. In fact, we call the shore a faker. Because since he what? Did not shed the what? He did not shed the mu'ud l'adam. It boomerangs back on him to what? The mu'ud l'behema. That's what our Gemara meant, mu'ud l'adam, mu'ud l'behema. What did Lamed Zayin mean, Svi? Aval. Go ahead.
Mu'ud l'chol, v'chazara mu'ud l'adam, lo ha'in mu'ud l'adam,
What happens if you're a mu'adlah kol and then you walk by three people you don't damage? What's the din in that case? That's considered a chazara, because that's considered to be a chazara. So you still would remain a what? A mu'adlah what? You still would remain a mu'adlah behema, but a mu'adlah adam you will not be anymore. So that's our sugya, Amir. What's Lamed Zion talking about? A stam. What do you mean by stam? Meaning becoming a mu'ad. If you're a mu'ad la'adam, you are not a mu'ad la'baim. You're a killer of human beings. Maybe the shore hates people, but maybe it loves animals. So please get that. A lot of guys ask me, you've got to always think, guys, when you're plugging into Teretz of Tysus, Yonatan, how is it answering it? Tysus doesn't fill in the blank for you. He says, our gemara is talking about chazara. Mashma, the other gemara is not talking about chazara. It's talking about becoming a mu'ad. So if you're a mu'ad la'adam, you kill three people, you are not a mu'ad la'behemah. That's Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. Our gemara is talking about Yonei Tshuva. Very appropriate to this time of year. That what? The animal is a mu'ad la'adam, mu'ad la'behemah, and then what? And then it walks by three animals, doesn't touch it. What's it din? You're still a mu'ad la'what? You're still a mu'ad la'adam, and therefore what? You boomerang what? You're a mu'ad la'behemah. What happens if you walk by three people? You shed the mu'ad la'adam, you remain a mu'ad la'behemah. Now I ask you guys. Now I ask you. Let's get this. Okay? Now I ask you. What is the svara of a Menachem? We always got to think in Lumdus. What is the svara of Rabbeinu Menachem? So I want to say like this. Once you're a mu'ad, basically what Rabbeinu Menachem holds, and then when you're a mu'ad la'adam and a mu'ad la'behem are all one institution. They are one institution, Donnie. Get it down. A mu'ad la'adam, mu'ad la'behem are ka'echad. It's not two separate mu'ads. It's one shame mu'ad. And the chazara of a behema does not help you. Kol's man that what? Once you have not shed the mu'ad adam, you remain mu'ad la'behem. That's where Menachem holds. So what's the svara? What's the svara? What's the svara of Menachem? Let's get this. He says like this. He says, you're machalik between mu'ad, becoming a mu'ad, and chazara. In order to become a mu'ad, what do you need? Donnie, let's get this. In order to become a mu'ad, what do you need? Get this down. You need vados. You need certainty. If I have a suffix, what do I do? If I have a suffix where this is a tam or a mu'ad, what do I hold? Gabriel, what do I hold? Go back on the tam. You always go back on the tam. I don't push him up to a mu'ad unless I know for sure. Yeshua, come on, let's get this. If I'm not sure whether you elevate him, keep him at tam. Therefore, if I have a suffix, he gored three people. What's the din? What's the din? I know he's a mu'ad la'adam. Do I know he's a mu'ad la'behema? I don't know. So I keep it mu'ad la'adam, not a mu'ad la'behema. What happens if I know for sure he's mu'ad for everyone? What's the din? In order to ochre the mu'ad for everyone, what do I need? What do I need? I need to have what? I need to get rid of people. If he just gets rid of animals, he didn't shed the mu'ad from Adam, so it stays. There's still a suffix. Maybe he's a mu'ad legam lebehem. I'm not sure. So therefore, until I know, I never can propel a guy to a next stage, the shore, unless I know for sure. And it's not a chazara bini until I know for sure it's a chazara. So if he's chazar mi'adam and not a behema, why is that good? That's a vada chazara, because it's much harder to what? To gore a human being than what? Than an animal. So if he sheds the mu'ad from an adam, that doesn't prove that he's a chazara from a behema, but it does prove that he has 100% shed it like a person. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the svara of who? Says the Birkas Avram, Rabbeinu Menachem. The svara of Rabbeinu Menachem is, you never elevate the shore until you know for sure it's up that elevation. So if I go from what? If I want to say a guy's a mu'ad, I don't know if it's a mu'ad. If it killed three people, maybe it's only a mu'ad la'adam. I don't know if it's a mu'ad la'behema. So I say it's only a mu'ad la'adam. And if it's regarding what? If it's a mu'ad la'kol, I want to do chazara. If it's a chazar behema, that's bogus. That doesn't show anything. He hasn't shed the mu'ad la'adam. Maybe he's also mu'ad la'behema. But if he shed adam, that definitely is off the map. If you shed adam, it's definitely off the map. However, you still remain what? You still remain a mu'ad la'behema. This is the svara of who? This is the svara of Rabbeinu Menachem. So let's close like this, guys. Okay? And tomorrow we got to do a little bit weiter in the Inyanim. here, and then we got to do Yoni Rosh Hashanah too. Okay, Yoni Shofar. The alumnus and Shofar talk about more about Shofar. Listen to this. I gave you a third Rabbeinu Peretz today. How many Rabbeinu Peretz do we have so far today? We had two so far. One was what? Which one was the first one? The one we wrote on the board? Yes? What was the second one? What did we say? No, we didn't get it. What was the second one? The beginning of Shir. No, why you need the first Pasuk, remember? Why didn't it go right to the Pasuk in Chumash? That was the first Rabbeinu Peretz. Second Rabbeinu Peretz is the one about what? What we wrote on the board. Oh, there's a third Rabbeinu Peretz. Let's close with this. It also has to do with the Yom Narayim. More with Sukkos. The tour in Siman Kuf Yudala quotes by Rami Rutenberg that says, Shmini Atzeres used to sing the song. You know that song? He used to sing it at least 90 times. Okay? He used to, because if you had a suffix, the first 30 times you daven, if you have a suffix or not, you're in trouble. We assume you didn't say it. But if you sang the song 90 times on Shmini Atzeres, then we can assume if you have a suffix when you daven, the next 30 days that you said it. You got me? Who's that in the name of? That's in the name of the Ramarami Rutenberg. What's the Ramarami Rutenberg's Raya? From the Gemara in Chavdal and Manaf that says in the name of Remeir, if you gore three times the shore on three consecutive days, you're a mu'ud. If you gore three times on the same day, how much more so? Same thing here. You say it over 90 days? You say it over 30 days 90 times? Why can't you just conjunction and do it in one day? You understand the Raya? The Ma'arami Rutenberg says that from our Gemara, Chavdal and Manaf. Comes along Rabbeinu Peretz, and he says, forget about it. Rabbeinu Peretz destroys the Raya. Why does Rabbeinu Peretz destroy the Raya? Sure, Amud is because why? It's the Teva. It's Chazaka. What is this Mashiva Ruch Talu in? Talu in what? Regilis. It's Talu in Regilis. You follow me? It's Talu in Regilis. What's the problem? We'll close with this. We'll begin tomorrow Shir with this. What do we write on the board? What is Rabbeinu Tam saying? What did I write on the board with Rabbeinu Peretz, guys? Rabbeinu Peretz holds by shore? Regilus. And what are we saying that he's saying here? Teva. Stira b'Rabbeinu Peretz. Stira b'Rabbeinu Peretz. Here we write on the board, Regilus by shore. And there in the tour, he argues on my Rabbeinu Rutenberg says it's based on what? Teva. Which is it? Steer it, but I've been a parent. Okay, let's dive in. Have a wonderful day. Who wants to dive down? You dive for the home. Let's go. Ashrei Yishev Etech, Chodil Chasala. Shem Kachalo, Shem Kachalo, Shem Shem Yilad, Dul Dovi. Arumim Chalai, Melch Rosh Mulet. Chodim Rech Haikim, Yalla Shmeka, Dol Dovi, Mumor, Melch Haikir. Dol Dor Shabach, Masav, Manach Yidu. Adar Kvar Adach, Vadim, Yom Dach Azichu. Beisut Nor Adach, Amin, Chas Ben, Azach Rav, Tuchay Biyaz, Zachar Haninu, Chor Chor Noi. Erech Apayim, Yom Chosot, Malkov, Rach Malkov, 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 Malkov,